Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. It's a beautiful day here. We're in a place just outside of Lisburn and Belfast called Divis Mountain or Black Mountain. Just not sure which one we're at now, but it's a lovely walk. There's hardly a breeze. The air's still. The sky's blue, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day for a walk. And just behind me here, you can see the lovely city of Belfast. And I've just been looking through the binoculars, trying to work out where's where. You can see Harland and Wolff here, two yellow cranes. I'm not sure if you can see them on your screen there. The Titanic Quarter in between, the Oval Football Ground just across to the right, Victoria Square Shopping Centre, Windsor Park Football Ground, Ravenhill, the City Hospital, the Royal, the Waterfront Hall. It's all there in the background here, just looking over the city. And then way in the distance, you can see Scrabo Tower. And as we've been looking over the city today, I was thinking about a little text in Scripture. In the book of Hebrews, it speaks about Abraham. And the call of God in Abraham's life was so clear, to leave the Ur of the Chaldees. And the Bible says, by faith, Abraham went out, not knowing where he was going, not knowing whither he was going. But the Bible says he was looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And as we were looking over the city of Belfast here, I thought about that little text of Scripture. Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldees, left his old life behind, went out into this world as a pilgrim and as a stranger, God leading him and guiding him step by step. Ultimately, his descendants would inherit the land of promise. And Abraham went out in search of a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And in a spiritual sense, that all points us towards heaven and home. The Christian, in many respects, is like Abraham. The Lord has called them to himself, like Pilgrim and Pilgrim's Progress, to leave the city of destruction. The Ur of the Chaldees means the fire of burnings, and Abraham realized that his city was lost. And he went out looking now for a new city. And the Christian realizes that this world is not their final home. We're but pilgrims and strangers passing through in search of a city. And the Bible describes heaven in many ways. It describes heaven as being like unto a country. It describes heaven like being a land. It describes heaven like being a city, the New Jerusalem. And the Christian has the wonderful hope, the wonderful assurance, that someday they will stand within the walls of the New Jerusalem. And Jesus Christ is going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords and reign over that city. And you can read about that for yourself in the closing chapters of the Word of God. Revelation chapter 21 speaks about the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. And it speaks about the Lord wiping away all tears from off their eyes. No more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more death, no more curse, no more tears. I wonder today, are you looking for that city? I wonder today, is there a tug in your heart as you look over this old world of ours with all of its pain and strife and sorrow and woe? Do you ever lift your eyes heavenward and realize that the Lord has prepared a city for his people? The Lord Jesus Christ, and we often refer to these verses in John 14, said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And there's another description of heaven. The Father's house is heaven. And the Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you. I wonder someday will we meet you there in glory. May God bless you today. May you be sure and certain of heaven and home. May every child of God live in light of eternity. And if you're not yet a believer in Jesus Christ, why not trust him today as your Savior, as your Lord, and as your Master? Someday we'll have to leave this world behind. And someday if you live in Belfast or any other town or city, you'll have to leave it behind. But the Christian is looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Friends, God bless you. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thanks to our cameraman, Jeff, by the way. Thanks, Jeff.